Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Show Your Worth by Shelmana Babaiabji, a former IBM VP who wrote this for all the quiet, hardworking people who feel invisible at work. Sophie, I gotta ask, did this book make you rethink the whole just work hard and you'll get noticed idea?
Oh, absolutely. And hi there, Sam. This book basically says that belief, the meritocracy myth, is a career killer. You can't just do great work and hope someone notices. You have to actively architect your career. It's not about bragging. It's about making sure the right people see your value.
Right. And that was the first gut punch for me, because I grew up believing that if you just deliver results, people will naturally recognize it. But Abji says no, that's passive, and it's a trap.
Exactly. She calls it the meritocracy myth, and she says it especially hurts women and minorities. So the first shift is from passive contributor to active architect of your own career.
Okay, so then she gives you a framework. 3 pillars, intent, relationships, and expertise. Can we talk about intent first? Because I thought that was deceptively simple.
Totally. Intent is your why. Not a vague mission statement, but a crystal clear, specific goal. Like, what's the one thing you want to be known for? What problem do you want to solve? Without that, your efforts are scattered.
And she says every project you take on, every relationship you build, every skill you develop should be a deliberate step toward that intent. That's intense.
It is, but it's also liberating. It forces you to say no to things that don't serve that goal. And it transforms you from a generalist into a specialist who's indispensable for a specific, high-value purpose.
Then there's the second pillar, relationships. And I loved how she reframes networking. It's not about collecting contacts. It's about building a trusted community.
Right.
She introduces this concept called strategic generosity. You give your time, knowledge, and connections without expecting an immediate return. You help people solve problems, you offer feedback, you make introductions. And that builds trust and goodwill.
And when you're known as a generous collaborator, people naturally think of you when opportunities come up. They champion you because you champion them. That's so much better than transactional networking.
Exactly. The most powerful currency in any organization is trust. And the fastest way to earn it is to be a source of value for others.
Okay. Third pillar, expertise. And this one's also tricky. She says being good at your job isn't enough. You have to be the go-to person for a specific high-stakes area.
Yes. Don't be a jack of all trades. Find a niche where you can develop deep, undeniable expertise, and then make that expertise visible. Volunteer for high-visibility projects. Write internal thought pieces. Present at meetings.
So it's not just be an expert, it's be known as an expert. And she gives a really practical communication framework for that. She says when you present to executives, start with the conclusion, the bottom line, in the first 30 seconds.
Right, no history, no process, and no details up front. State your recommendation, then give the supporting data, then the ask. That's how you signal that you think strategically and respect their time.
I'm gonna try that. I tend to lead with context, and I can see how that loses people. There's also this value equation she talks about. Your perceived worth isn't just your skills. It's your ability to solve high-priority problems for the organization.
Yes. She says constantly ask yourself, what's the most important problem my boss or the company is facing right now? And how does my work directly contribute to solving that? When you align your efforts with the organization's biggest needs, you become a strategic asset.
That's a shift from being a cost center to being indispensable. And then she talks about feedback, which I actually dread, but she reframes it as a gift, a piece of data to help you grow.
Yeah, she gives a technique. Listen without interrupting, ask clarifying questions, thank the person, and then act on it. That builds immense trust and shows maturity.
And she doesn't shy away from office politics, but she reframes that too. It's not about manipulation. It's about understanding the informal power structures and unspoken rules.
Right. Become an astute observer. Know who the influencers are, who the decision makers are. Build relationships with them. Align yourself with the organization's direction. That's just strategic awareness.
She also has a whole section on how to ask for what you want, a promotion, a raise, and a challenging assignment. And the key is to frame it in terms of value to the organization, not just personal benefit.
Exactly. Prepare a data-backed case. Say, I've delivered X, Y, Z, and I can contribute even more in this role. And be ready for a no with a follow-up plan. It's a business conversation, not a personal favor.
I also loved her point about visibility. Your work doesn't speak for itself in a big organization. You have to make it visible, but authentically. Speak up in meetings, present your team's work, write a summary of a successful project.
It's about making your value undeniable without being a show-off. And throughout the book, she stresses authenticity. You can't pretend to be someone else. The goal is to become the most effective, visible, trusted version of yourself.
And she even suggests creating a personal board of directors, a small group of mentors, sponsors, and peers who can give you honest feedback, advice, and opportunities.
Yes, be deliberate about who's on that board. People who will challenge you, champion you, and offer different perspectives. That's your support system and accountability group.
The one thing I'm taking away is that I need to stop waiting to be discovered. I need to be intentional about my intent, my relationships, and how I make my expertise visible. It's on me.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
It's about empowerment, moving from passive waiting to active agency. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.